Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 40 of Bardic Quest, the show where a group of British-trained actors tell fantastical improvised stories through the medium of Dungeons and Dragons. Once again, I should have this on loop, really. We are, unfortunately, without Anina, as she is off gallivanting, being a professional actor, the cheek of it all. No, congratulations to her, in all honesty. Which means, of course, that over the next several sessions, or maybe at least this session, this episode rather, we will sadly be without Saga. So we are hoping that she might potentially be back with us for the next episode, but we shall wait and see. Finally, another shout out to the legend that is James Webster, who's the artist behind our opening credit sequence and indeed some of the digital backgrounds that you see within the show. He's allowed us to use his work with nothing but credit in return. So I would love you to go and show him some appreciation too by checking out his Patreon at patreon.com/JamesRPGArt. He posts new animated artwork regularly, which you can use at your table, especially during online games, which I just think just adds a wonderful level of immersion, like we use it here. So thank you again from us, James, for allowing us to use your glorious artwork. So, without further ado, let's get into this week's episode of Bardic Quest. Last time, our heroes settled down for the night, for camp, ready to enjoy a good night's sleep after having spent much time mocking Johan for his inability to stay awake the previous night. They settled down for the evening. Thoric took watch. Johan also took watch. Both of them managing to stay awake through the night with no disturbances. Then Sergei, for the second night in a row, fell asleep during his night's watch, only to have the camp invaded by a small pack of ravaging wolves who took no time in trying to make a meal of our party, much like they had made a meal of the owlbear from their day's hunt before. They successfully defeated the wolves, and Sergei continued his watch after, not before putting the wolves into some humorous poses, of course, the wolves that they had killed. Not including the one, of course, that they had allowed to escape back into the wilds following their defeat of the wolves. So we pick up now the following dawn. So, it's a cold morning, yet again. Drizzle, yet again. And unfortunately, yes, still some fog, I'm afraid, filling the grasslands around you. So, you awake in the morning, Thoric and Johan, with Sergei still on watch.
Oh, what? I told you to get rid of those things. My God!
We are enjoying the fire!
Did you place the carcasses of the wolves around the fire?
Yes, this is Wolfgang, and this is Ernest.
Why?
We wanted to all enjoy the fire and a good night together.
You couldn't hear them, could you?
Johan, I hear a lot.
Huh. Perhaps we should talk about that later. In the meantime, we must press on. Get out of this wood before we're attacked by anything else.
Before Indeed. That, could I please get rest checks from you all? So, you wouldn't have had fire, okay? And you only have bedrolls and not tents. Because your fire didn't last you quite through the night. Now, ordinarily, that would have been an automatic failure, but I am going to bring you guys up a level because of the wondrous cooking from Thoric. So, could I please get a con save from you all? And also, don't forget, because of the camaraderie, you can also add a d6 to your roll.
But not an advantage, because that's like counteracting the fact that we had that fire.
Correct, yes. Yeah.
So that's 13 plus 1 plus another 1, which is 15.
10.
Okay.
18.
Okay, lovely. Great. So, you all do get the benefits of a long rest on your character sheet, luckily.
Oh.
Yay!
Thank God.
I should point out, by the way, now, guys, we've reached somewhat of a milestone in your adventuring journey. This has now been, officially, as of this morning, 10 days since your fateful meeting in the Beach Leviathan in Neverwinter. So you have now been working together.
Doesn't time fly when you're having fun?
10 days.
10 days?
10 days. Yes, indeed.
Is Interstellar?
Thoric, did you want to change any spells that you've prepared?
I knew you were going to ask me this. And then I'm
We should probably get setting off soon. Wolfgang doesn't like the morning, and Ernest is actually allergic to peanuts, as I found out.
There is going to be another question that you're going to have to ask yourselves today as well. Because the Old Owl Well, as noted on the map by Half and Loren, exists in the hills to the south, which means venturing into the hills if you do eventually want to find it, which would be where basically the choice is, do you head directly into the hills now, or do you continue east in the hopes of finding maybe a safer path later?
We want to find that wizard, don't we?
Sooner the better, really. I vote a quick path to the hills.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We've played it safe so far. Let's be a little dangerous.
And that's gone well for us.
Exactly. Maybe this will get us more luck.
It's still foggy, you say?
It is still foggy, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to keep my spells that I've got. I think I've got a good balance at the moment.
Okay. All right. Bear with me 1 second. Okay, great. All right. So, any discussions or anything, of course, you want to have, any plans for the day, please do go ahead.
We need to find this wizard and get the heck back to Phandalin to sort out the rest of this guff.
I agree. Hopefully this fog lifts by the time we arrive.
Though it might give us some cover, so hopefully they won't see us coming.
Okay. So, presumably then you pack up camp and start...
Bye, Wolfgang. Goodbye, Ernest.
Come on. I'm just doing, like, grabbing by his scruff, not dragging.
All right. Could I get, as you kind of pack up your camp, could I get a marching order from you guys today, please?
I'll bring up the rear if Thoric is dragging Sergei.
Okay.
Am I in front or behind?
Presumably you're in the middle.
Wonderful.
Aye.
Okay. All right. Great. So, so you pack up camp and you make your way heading off into the hills towards the south in the hopes of locating the Old Owl Well. So, As you are heading into the hills, Thoric, as you're leading the party, I need you to make a navigation check for me, which is essentially a survival check. Yes, as you try and navigate the hills.
18.
Okay, great. Wonderful. Could I also ask your travel pace for the day? You lost a little bit of time with your little excursion to the house the day before. So I don't know if that affects anything, but that was only by a couple of hours.
We're going cross country. I think we should still go at a normal pace. It's not worth buggering ourselves over.
Okay. All right. Okay. And any actions that anybody would like to take for the day?
Well, if we can try and find some water again, that would be good.
Okay. Do you, Thoric, want to give me a survival check again, this time looking for water?
Look for some water for you?
Or if you all want to look together, you can do a group check. That's up to you. Unless anybody else has another action they want to do this.
Yeah, I was wondering if, while we're in a forest amongst all these trees, there may be some mushrooms, particularly some poisonous mushrooms.
So, specifically, you're in hills now rather than a forest.
Oh, right. That's what you mean.
Yeah.
There probably will not be mushrooms.
But you can search. It just might not be as easy to find, perhaps, as in a forest. But you can certainly look.
I don't know if there will be. Probably best to look for water at this point.
Okay. How about you, Sergei?
I think just admiring the view. She doesn't really come to the countryside much.
Okay. All right. Thoric, then. Could you give me a survival check, please, looking for some water?
That's 13.
A 13. Okay.
I'm looking for some.
Unfortunately, no. No water in amongst the hills, I'm afraid. At least for this half of your trek. Nothing that you find there, unfortunately.
God, I'm thirsty.
If I'm looking for water as well, should I roll?
Oh, yes. Sorry, you were looking for water. Yes, go on, please. In fact, what we'll do, we'll have that as an assist for Thoric. So if you could make that roll with advantage instead. Thank you, Ollie. Thank you.
17.
Okay, great. So you do manage to find a pond. So it's still water, so it is something that is going to need to be purified if you wanted to drink it. But there's certainly a water source of some kind.
Okay. Let's take a short break and purify up some of this water. I'm just thinking if I can do any of that. Right. Time is of the essence. We can spend a little bit of time sorting this out and boiling it up. But it's not fresh water. I can get us fresh water like that. What do you want to do? Is time more precious?
Well, I still need water.
I'm just saying, like, I can get it to us now and we can avoid having to boil this up. It'll take maybe, I don't know, half an hour or something.
Does the quick way involve magic?
Yes.
Then I would prefer you to boil the water.
I mean, maybe you could help, but fine.
I'll help you. I'll help you boil the water. I just won't help. I won't be party to any sorcery.
Right. So I get my, like, pot at the back and get a fire going and boil up some water for the princess.
All right, could I get from you either a survival check or a wisdom check with your cooking utensils? I suppose it doesn't really matter. Basically, a wisdom chef-y. Check with proficiency, essentially.
Cookie chef-y. 12.
Okay, great. So it takes you maybe a half hour, 45 minutes to kind of purify and boil this water, getting everything set up and all of that jazz. So yeah, you take a little bit of time out. And
any pine trees nearby?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Cool. I send Sergei off to get me some pine needles to make some pine needle tea.
I'll do.
Okay. Sergei ventures off for a short stroll, and does come back indeed with some pine needles off of some of the nearby trees.
There you go.
Thanks. And jump them in. Steep them a little bit. Get that nice sort of floral, like hearty, earthy waft.
Okay. The aroma is pleasant.
Great. So you take that and you, again, presumably, you drink half of it now and put the rest in your wolf skins for later.
We have a tea break.
No.
nice little break for the afternoon.
Little earthen cups for everyone.
Okay, great. After you have your little tea break, you continue up through the hills. And on a gentle slope of one of the hills, you can see what look like some abandoned log cabins with some carts outside.
Would you describe them as worn, Wayne?
I would not. I would not describe them as worn.
Do they seem owlberry?
But what I would say is that that it all seems very quiet.
Fuck that then.
Gosh, that's cryptic.
So and these are log cabins, you say?
Yes.
How far away are they? What?
From where you are, from the path that you're following along, they're probably, I don't know, about 30 feet away. So you do get fairly close.
Hello.
What are you doing? What are you doing? We're in the hills. Those sounds will reverberate.
Could you please give me a group perception check, please?
We're 30 feet away. Should we then know we're here?
17.
It's a natural 20.
17.
Okay. You listen for a reply to Thoric's call, and you hear nothing in response.
Hold there.
Let's hope that no one heard that. Honestly, sir. You two, keep the calling to a minimum. We don't know what's out here.
Well, we've come across wild beasties galore, so probably more wild beasties. Mm. Do we think there might be anything we can use inside?
Well, it could be somewhere we could camp tonight if we don't find anywhere else.
How far throughout the day are we? Is it a bit early?
It's now late morning, early afternoon.
Mm. Yeah, early. Mm. Sergei, why don't you go and have a sneaky...
Yes, I can do. And if things go south, I can go invisible.
Gosh, that's good, isn't it? Is that a new thing you can do?
Tit for tat. I knew how to do it a long time ago. I only just remembered recently.
Are you wearing your armor?
Yes.
Hmm. All right, then. Off you go.
I'll go waddling off towards the log cabins.
Okay.
I don't like waddling.
Are you trying to do so stealthily or with
stealthy waddle?
I
just kind of stood next to Thoric, just kind of look at him, and then as if to say, "Is this a good idea?"
And without looking at Johan, I just go, "No."
And I would not like to do stealthy waddling. Okay. I would like to proudly and confidently waddle.
Okay, so you proudly waddle towards one of the log cabins. And you can see there's like empty windows, like holes in the side of the cabins. And you take a look in, and there's nobody, not a soul in sight inside, or indeed outside any of the neighbouring log cabins. There's knocked over furniture. but it looks as though pretty much everything of value has probably been taken. There's a few tools lying around, like pickaxes and shovels. But beyond that, nothing really, at least at first glance, of anything valuable.
I'd like to echo my voice in there, just, hello? Anybody in there? I bring cookies.
Could you give me a perception check, please?
Dirty 20.
You hear no response.
Go over and check in off one of the log cabins.
Okay. This one looks to be a little bit more formal, less like a house or anything, and this seems to be more like a kind of office space. But once again, it seems to be void of almost anything valuable apart from a few dusty books on a shelf. And again, knocked down furniture, chairs and tables, like overturned and things.
Oh, peculiar. And how many log cabins are there in this, like?
There's probably about 8 or 9.
Okay. I'm going to choose this one, actually, that I'm looking in and see if I can go in the door. Or if it's locked, nothing.
Well, there's barely a door there.
Oh.
It's kind of half off its hinges.
I'll creak it open.
A little bit of, like, rot is setting on the door. Yeah, and you creak it open. And the light kind of shines in. It's very dusty in there. So the light kind of is beaming in through the wind holes.
Hello? This place gives me the creeps.
Again, nothing.
I'll quickly check through all the other windows, see if there's any light. And if not, then if it's all the same, then I'll kind of head back to the other two.
Yeah, it's much the same. There's the occasional tool and the occasional bit of parchment books and things, but again, everything of significant value seems to be missing. It looks to you as though this place, people left in a hurry, and it looks as though this place has been essentially abandoned for quite some time.
Is there any indication of the name of the place, like a little town sign or...?
Not really.
Okay, I'll head back to the others. There's no one there. It looks like people left in a hurry. There's no seemingly threat or anything.
We know roughly whereabouts we are on the map, where this might be.
In terms of what you have on the map that you have, this is just nondescript hills. There's certainly nothing. The only point of interest in amongst these hills, based on where you suspect you are, is Old Owl Well nearby.
Would we be able to plot where this is on our map?
You'd be able to do a rough estimate, I would have thought, based off of estimates as to how long you've been travelling for, but it wouldn't necessarily be specific, but you could plot it on the map for sure.
Okay. Was there any paper? Anything usable?
I don't know. Come have a look with me.
I'll pop into the office one with him and just see if there's... Basically, I'd just like to see if there's any usable paper and possibly ink and a quill.
There's certainly paper. In terms of ink and a quill, there's a quill, but any ink is missing, or occasionally you find a pot, but it's all dried up.
Okay.
Make ink from soot, if that helps.
I mean, you're more than welcome to make me some ink. I can always do it when I'm back at town, but, you know, waste not, want not. I want to send a letter back to Mirabar.
Okay.
No. Can't help you in that regard.
So you've got a writing utensil, but nothing to use as ink is basically your problem.
Right. Manage that.
Okay. Fine. What would you like to do next?
plough on.
Okay.
Yes, let's
keep our guard up, because something's made these people leave in a hurry.
Okay. So, you continue through the hills. You're now kind of heading into the afternoon. So, was there any desire to change travel pace, or indeed any actions that anybody would like to do?
Nah, just normal but vigilant.
Normal but vigilant, okay. Thoric, could I once again get a navigation survival check from you, please?
Oh, dirty 20.
Oh, nice. Well done. Okay. You continue through the hills. The trail that you're following winds through closely crowded hills, which basically force you to travel single file. But otherwise, the afternoon passes uneventfully. Nothing really of significance that you pass by. And so we come now to sundown. Things are starting to wind down for the day in terms of sunlight and things. You do have the option, of course, to continue along your journey. You estimate that you are now in the region of about half a day's travel from your destination. Estimate, of course.
Okay.
We should sleep.
Yeah, we're almost there, but we should be ready. We're this close, we never know what might come upon us in the night.
We'll get there tomorrow.
Okay. So could I get a survival check, a group survival check, please, to find a campsite for you all?
Come on, boy.
18.
That's an 11.
Okay.
19,
great. So you managed to find an area to camp for the night. It's got a singular tree there, which actually upon it appears to have carved a very crude, very simplistic map of the surrounding area, which actually does have the abandoned little outpost marked on there, and indeed confirmed your estimations of around half a day's travel from the old owl well, which is also marked into the tree. So let's set up your campsite, shall we? So what do people want to do? It's cold again, cold and wet.
Well, are there any trees in these hills?
There are bushes and things, and the occasional tree, yeah.
I'll go and see if I can find some wood for a fire in the bushes.
Okay.
Can I try and make a makeshift shelter?
A makeshift shelter?
Yeah.
From what? More wood?
Yeah, long bits of wood, bits of bushes to kind of throw over.
Okay.
Long bits of wood.
Branches.
Okay. Could I get a... let's go with the survival check from you as well then, Sergei. 4? Okay. You start about trying to find some things to build a shelter from, but nothing really of significant structure to be able to build anything significant out of. However, as you've been gathering things, let's also count that as you gathering firewood as well. So could I get both you and Johan to roll a d10, -1 because of the dampness because of the rain and things, in terms of how much firewood you've found?
1.
A d10 plus 1?
A d10 minus 1 because it's damp.
That's 2.
You're joking. Okay, so that's going to be enough of a fire to cook off of, but certainly probably not enough to get you through the night with heat. Thoric, are you cooking, or are you going to attempt something else, perhaps?
So if I've got enough time, mm-hmm. for this. I don't know if it'll affect and maybe bolster our firewood supply as well. I would like to cast, create, or in this case, destroy water. While I see these two idiots bumbling around, trying to picking up wet twigs. So I would like to destroy water. So according to the spell, you destroy up to 10 gallons of water in an open container within range. Alternatively, you can destroy fog in a 30-foot cube within range. So I don't, this is kind of an unorthodox use of the spell.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'd like to try and use it to dehumidify, try to take the fog out of our camp area and uh-huh. try to like dehumidify any wood or bushes around it to maybe attempt to make it a drier space, more comfortable space, and possibly if there's any immediate bits of wood or a tree there, might be able to then use some of that as a bit of firewood.
All right, let's add a D6 onto the amount of firewood that you found, which was about 3 hours of firewood. And so let's add a D6. If you can get 8, then that's going to cover you for the night.
Roll the 2.
Okay.
But it's better than nothing.
It's better than nothing. It's certainly better than nothing. Okay, never mind. Okay, so you managed to gather a little bit of firewood just to keep the fire going a little bit longer, but still not enough to get you through the night. So, did you want to do some cooking then, Thorin?
I will cook.
Because mm. I don't think casting your spell is going to count as like 4 hours of work. So.
No, it's an action, so it's yeah. literally just like.
Yeah, exactly.
So you just see as Thorin kind of like raises his hand and just kind of like draws the water out of the air, mm. and it all just kind of like coalesces, and there's this quite sort of neat, slightly odd, very distinctive line of where like the fog ends and then there's like this little space.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Falls out here. Like coolest it into his hand, he just kind of squeezes it into the pan and it dissipates and sort of sizzles away. Oh, hi, Johan.
Did I just hear magic?
No.
Did I?
No, it's just, I'm just sizzling a little knob of butter in the bottom of the pan just to cook up some things. How did it go with the firewood?
Fine. Found some. There's no bushes up here because we're in the hills, so doesn't grow very well, and so this is what I found. It's not very much, but might be enough to get us started and at least to cook with.
Take the
yeah.
small log. Thank you. Mm. To place it in the fire.
Great. Could I get a wisdom plus proficiency check from you for the cooking, please?
Sorry. 14.
14. Wonderful. Okay.
Having to be quick, he's like flash frying.
Yeah, unfortunately, we were looking for a 15, so you've just missed out. So you're not going to get any advantage from the cooking, I'm afraid, for the next morning. So it's not looking good on your exhaustion levels tomorrow, I've just got to say. Not looking good. I mean, you managed to produce a meal, but it's just a bit bland. And not particularly fulfilling. You know, you're starting to run a little lower on supplies now. So
this one will not go in the cookbook.
maybe no one go and watch tonight and we all get a good night's sleep.
So you eat this rather tasteless, bland meal cooked by Thoric. Which is enough to warm your bellies, but that's about it. And then you start to think about settling down for the night. So, what sort of watch order are we looking at here?
Thoric's going to go last.
I can take the first watch.
I will take second watch.
Narrow my eyes on both of them.
Okay. What? I stayed awake last night. It was a one-time thing. It won't happen again.
Well, it's an old time thing for me.
Mm. I'm sure one day you will make a mistake.
Okay.
Well.
So, who's taking first watch, sorry?
Me.
Sergei. Okay, great. So, could I get your constitution saving throw, please?
18.
So, after having disappointed yourself over the last several nights, you do manage to stay awake. Could I get a perception check from you, please?
That one. Look, I can reroll.
Oh, yes, you can.
Never mind, that's an 8.
8, okay. Actually, in fairness, because of the darkness and the fog and the fire not being enough to sustain throughout the night, you probably wouldn't get a perception check anyway because it's pure darkness, which is not great. But you hear or see nothing in the darkness, and your watch passes without any events. And it's then time for the next watch. So who's going next?
That would be me.
Johan, could I get a constitution saving throw from you, please?
Eyes don't fail me now. It's 19.
Okay, you managed to stay awake. Now, I can only ask for a perception check from you for a sound, because it is pure darkness at this point, because you've got no fire going. So, could you give me a perception check? This is purely on sound.
Perception... That's 21.
21, okay. You listen out and you hear the occasional creatures in the hills and the occasional owl and bird, but nothing startling for you, and your watch passes without any issue, which then brings us to Thoric's watch.
Nothing to report. It's pretty quiet out there.
That's good. Well, Mr. Hill, get some chateau, and I'll see you in a few hours.
Till then.
And I plant myself. I'm going to light my the haft of my Warhammer. Mm. And as much as it's not keeping me warm, I'm actually going to like do a very small little circuit just round. Mm. Just like around the camp.
Okay. So you light up your staff and your Warhammer as you do your patrol around the camp. Could I get a perception check? You have dark... Oh, actually, you've got the light as well, so it doesn't matter. Yeah, could I get a perception check from you, please?
Perception is 18.
Okay. So, as you're patrolling, you do hear... on the kind of peripheries of your light, you do hear something moving in the hills nearby. Something lets out a moan, a growl, some strange sound you've never really heard before.
How close, sort of?
Fairly close.
Okay. I move back to the others, and sort of with my shield up and with my Warhammer kind of like over it, I kind of like go over to each of them and just nudge them with a toe quietly.
Mm.
There's something out there. Put your goddamn trousers on.
What is it?
Okay.
I don't know.
Do we recognize the sounds?
Give me a nature check.
21.
8.
Sergei, to you it sounds somewhat human. But no sort of human you've ever heard before.
I'll relay that information.
Johan, how's your arm?
Pretty good. Why?
I drop light from my hammer.
Okay. So now Sergei and Johan are in pitch darkness at this point.
I place my hand on one of Johan's daggers and cast light. And say, throw it.
With pleasure.
You hurl your dagger into the darkness. And as your dagger lands on the floor, probably about 40, 50... Actually, what's the range of your dagger?
The range of my dagger is 20 feet, 60 at a push.
Okay, so you managed to hurl the dagger just on the... beyond the camp, beyond where Thoric's light previously was illuminating, and it kind of it seemingly shines through the fog, and you see this light light up the hill around you, and you see running towards you these five grey-skinned kind of like humans with like pale eyes with blood all around their mouths just charging towards your camp. And that is where we will end this episode.
God, it's horrific.
Thank you very much for tuning in, guys. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and don't forget to rate and review on your podcast app of choice if you're listening to us on podcast. And we will catch you guys next week.